Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Of the three candidates for mayor, I've known Peduto forever. Forever. We've never communicated well. When he was a council member, he went to find himself. He took a year off. During COVID, he stayed at home, never came to work. Horrible leadership. He cares more about global warming than streets and schools. He just does. Doesn't care about cops. Ed Gainey, I've known him for years. He's a nice guy. Of the three candidates, my friend, honestly, this is a fact. My friend is Tony Moreno. Why? He's a cop, man. Why? We walked the streets of downtown Pittsburgh together. He pointed out things that needed change. He's unbelievably compassionate, unbelievably involved and engaged. When I had folks that were in his neighborhood that needed things, he would cook food for them and drop it off. The guy gives a damn. But unfortunately, in politics, money talks and voters walk, and they walk away from the polls on election day. And I've told Tony, and we haven't argued about this. He just disagrees with me, and I hope he's right. I've said, you don't have a chance. And Tony says, I'm full of it. And he's my only friend who's running. We're friends. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, Marty, any better I'd be in heaven, brother. How are you?
You're winning this thing, aren't you?
Oh, you are full of it. But you know what? I am winning, brother, and that's because everybody looks at all of this through their same old political lens. It's everything that I've heard my entire career and life here in Pittsburgh. This is the way we've always done it. And right now, this election is not about money, and it's not about politics. This is a people election, and I've been out there for 2 years. And, Marty, when you say that we're friends, I've been talking to you for years.
Yeah.
Previous to me doing this, years we've been engaged.
Yep.
So you know who I am,
right?
And none of this is a surprise to you because you've seen me and you've talked to me and you know who I am. For these politicians to look at me and say he doesn't have a chance, all I've heard is he's the bald white cop with tattoos and earrings and he doesn't have the money and he'll never beat the incumbent. Well, guess what? I am who I am. And I don't have that money, but what I do is go to these neighborhoods and I talk to people and I tell them I'm here for them. And that's all they want. These politicians have been conditioned to act a certain way to get a certain outcome. They have no idea how to relate to people or what people need. That's why the poll shows that I'm ahead 57% against these people. And I don't care where these votes come from. Everybody's connected to Pittsburgh. So if that vote came from Butler County in the poll, that person has a mother or grandmother or a brother that lives in the city that thinks the same way. I'm winning. It's going to be a landslide. It's going to be devastating because they don't know what's happening.
Tony Moreno joining me. Hey, Tony, my biggest issue, and we discussed this, folks don't care. And I'm serious, they don't care. Predicted turnout, 20%, maybe 25%. Predicted turnout in the African-American community, single digits predicted. That's devastating. Why don't people give a damn about something so important, man?
Because they believe that they don't have a choice anymore. They believe that it doesn't matter what happens because it's just going to be politics as usual. They're left to beg for the things they need. It doesn't matter who wins. They're going to be stuck in the same situation. I'm going to tell you what the numbers are, though, Marty. The mail-in vote right now is about 20% of the registered voters across the city. Now, the African-American votes are coming in the high teens, the middle to high teens. So we have as many people that voted in the election last year have already pre-voted.
Whoa.
So we're going to see. Oh, yeah.
Is this accurate?
I'm tracking those numbers. Yeah, bro. It comes from Allegheny County. Those numbers are county numbers. They're not my estimation. That's what the county's showing.
So you expect people to turn out. That's what you're saying.
We're going to see the highest number of mayoral primary votes, I believe, that we've ever seen. Right now, we're sitting at the same number that voted in last year's election, or at the last election for mayor.
The mayor's written you off for sure. Ganey's written you off for sure. How do I know this? They're going after each other in the commercials. I know you. I know how competitive you are. That irritates you, doesn't it?
No, it's actually better for me because everybody sees it. They're all asking me the question, why aren't they even addressing you? And I tell them, first, there's nothing to address me about. So they ignore me, much like we all ignored Mike Thompson, except I bring the facts and I tell the entire world what they're doing. I prove it and I point at them and let everybody know what it is. And they have no answer. They're silent when I call them thieves. They're silent when I call them liars. They're silent when I say, you're the cause of the destruction of our city, and this is why. They say nothing, and everybody knows it. The news knows it. They just don't edit it correctly. It's okay because the people on the street know it, and that's who matters. Every single vote. John Fetterman won the mayor of Braddock by one vote.
He did.
Think about that. One vote. He won, and now he's a lieutenant governor and running for Senate. This is happening. It's going to be historic, and Pittsburgh knows it.
Hey, do you agree with Marty Griffin? That would be me. That if you don't vote, don't whine. If people don't turn out, they have no right to complain for the next 4 years if they don't get their candidate, sir. Right? Right?
You know, it's hard for me to say that because people just want what they deserve, and we've been conditioned here in Pittsburgh to expect the outcomes that we know is coming.
Well, no, man. If you don't vote, don't whine. They have no right to whine if they don't vote, brother. You know
Nobody
this.
Nobody got the right to whine. The ones who want to make a difference vote.
Yeah.
So, hey, I'll talk to the people that don't vote and say, you know what? Now you just see what happened. Everybody thought, everybody said, there's no way you can win. Since 1934, the incumbent hasn't been beaten.
Sure.
There's never been anybody that won that's never ran that didn't position themselves. I wasn't invited to run, and I didn't ask. I'm going to be the first minority that wins, and there's never been a police officer that won. There was a constable and a sheriff. They're all going to know, holy crap, this can really happen if we get involved. So this my candidacy and my win is going to show people the more they get involved, the more it's going to benefit them.
Tony Moreno, I will be texting you in the morning. We got to do this again tomorrow. Let's get folks out, all right?
Oh, it's on. Hey, everybody get out and vote. If you didn't mail it in, come out and make history. Make Pittsburgh and national history with me. Vote tomorrow, even if you don't vote for me, and I'm begging for your vote tomorrow, but get out and vote. It's important. Thanks, Marty. Godspeed at Pittsburgh. RealSteelMayor.com. It's going to happen, brother.
Tony Moreno.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.